If you want to see some dancing, but you can't wait for Beyoncé's tour to start, you might check out the new movie Stomp the Yard. It's opening in theaters today. It's about a young man who leaves Los Angeles to go to a historically black college and gets caught up in its step-dancing rivalries. Step has been a tradition in black fraternities and sororities for decades. Critic Bob Mondello says the movie Stomp the Yard also owes a debt to a Hollywood tradition, the image of the dancing tough guy.
At the beginning of Stomp the Yard, some very scary-looking guys are hurling themselves at each other in a nightclub. Their moves are aggressive, threatening, ferocious, and always stop just short of the glowering guys they're aimed at. It turns out it's a competition. Now, watching these young men dancing, and especially after one of them is killed a few moments later in a rumble, I couldn't help thinking of some other gang members dancing on screen a half century ago. They called themselves Jets and Sharks, and their music was also percussive, but in a jazzy, symphonic way.
We're drawing a line, so keep your nose sitting. We're hanging a sign, so visitors forbidden, and we ain't kidding.
Though the gang members in West Side Story now look sweetly clean-cut, back then they seemed pretty tough. Not at all like, say, Fred Astaire. Tough guys don't dance, claimed Norman Mailer in a book title, but every generation in Hollywood wants to at least let them try. The trick is finding a reason. In the 1940s, studios did it through casting, taking machine gun-toting Jimmy Cagney and turning him into machine gun-tapping George M. Cohan. Of course, in Yankee Doodle Dandy, Cagney wasn't actually playing a tough guy, and if he'd done it a few more times, his gangster credentials would have lapsed. Happily, once the ice was broken, Hollywood had no problem just letting gangsters dance as gangsters, in Guys and Dolls, for instance.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
In the 50s, everyone danced in the movies, so tough guys didn't have to make excuses. There were dancing cowpokes in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, dancing convicts in Jailhouse Rock, even a dancing Asian dictator in The King and I. But after movie musicals went out of fashion in the 1960s, producers had to come up with new reasons for their macho stars to stomp. They got pretty clever about it, turning dance into a competitive sport in Saturday Night Fever, with John Travolta working the disco the way Rocky worked the ring. Then they set rebellious teenagers to defying puritanical town fathers by dancing. But after Michael Jackson's music video, Beat It, pushed this notion about as far as it could go, the variations got pretty lame, at which point Hollywood ceded the dance floor to Hong Kong for a bit, as martial arts movies got more and more choreographed. Eventually, these guys weren't so much involved in combat as in aerial ballets, flying on wires and tiptoeing across treetops. And this form, too, seemed to be running its course. But it had added something to the mix, something that ballet companies always push in their advertising: muscles on display. The footloose generation's skinny teen rebels had been replaced by shirtless macho fighters who looked dangerous. And that aesthetic also drives the Hotshot versus the Group movies that have come along in the last couple of years. Drumline, about a showboating recruit to a marching band, and now Stomp the Yard, about a cocky young stepper who brings urban moves to a form he finds too tame. The plots may be straight out of those college musicals that used to star June Allison and Peter Lawford, but they sure look different. Shot in flash cut, music video style with lots of editing tricks, the choreographed challenges and insults look ferocious. And why shouldn't they? Hollywood's been choreographing violence since Jimmy Cagney was dying in bullet ballets. Car chases, boxing matches, armies charging down hillsides, starships hurtling through space. Tough guys do dance. They've always danced with props, as long as it's dirty dancing. It's just cleaner when it's just with attitude. I'm Bob Mondello.